Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7. See what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
And, you know, supporting this radio station gives us the ability to support local and independent music. Yep. And every now and then we get a band in who hasn't been here before. And I want to welcome to our studios for the very first time. Mm-hmm. It's the band Friday. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jet. Nice to see you guys.
Great to have you guys in. Just a quick update before we... Actually, I've lost that piece of paper now. Thanks.
Quick little intro.
Yeah, you know, I think it was about 2 years ago that David, who is one of the guy's dads, David Eshapour, sent us what I think was your first song at the time called Blue Jeans, and we played it. Julie played it, I believe, first, and then we made it a Fresh Squeeze track of the day. And we've been supporting you through the years, and now you're here. You're going to play a couple of songs for us, then we're going to catch up a little bit on the history of the band and what's going on with you right now. But let's do it live on the morning show. It's the Band Friday.
Head that hurts out. I try.
And you want, you want, you want, you want. And you know, you know, you know, you know. No one cares what you really are. No one cares, and I know you see it. And you want, you want, you want, you want. And you know, you know, you know, you know. No one cares what you really are. No one cares, and I know you see it. Between the lines, then I catch my eyes on you, pretending that I don't mean to. Oh, now I can barely sleep at night. What I told you is so far from the truth. I don't know any other way. You really are. No one cares, and I know you see it. And you want, you want, you want, you want. And you know, you know, you know, you know. No one cares what you really are. No one cares, and I know you see it. Whoa, 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 whoa. No one cares, and I know you see it.
The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
It's live music in studio on the SoCal Sound on the morning show, and The Band Friday joining us. And great to have you guys in studio. We didn't do too much of an introduction at the beginning, so maybe I could get you to introduce Aiden and Finn, if you could reintroduce everybody in the studio with you this morning.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm Aiden, and this is Finn, and we're The Band Friday. And today we have a few lovely special guests. We have Corbin over here on guitar. We have Lucas over there on the bass. Dash is holding down the drum over there, and then we have Finn's wonderful sister Maggie on vocals.
Welcome all. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us this morning. That last song you played is from your new EP, which actually comes out tomorrow. But let's get a bit of background before that. You guys, Aiden and Finn, you guys have known each other a long time, since kindergarten. And in fact, when David, your dad, first hit me up, he was like, you know, they used to go to school with your kids. And I don't think you guys remember each other, because you were like a year below. But you guys grew up in Agoura Hills. Tell us a little bit about, you know, when you first met and how your friendship developed into becoming musicians at the same time.
Well, we met when we were very, very little, barely could remember the beginning of that. So we've known each other pretty much our entire lives. We've gone to school together the whole time, all the way from K through high school. And yeah, it's been a wild journey. We started a band when we were in middle school, and it was with all of our friends, and we kept going through high school. And at the end, we realized we wanted to keep going with music, so we started our own band. And that's how the Band Friday came to be.
So when you were first playing, were you just doing covers, or did you start writing songs pretty much straight away?
We were always songwriters. Finn and I started writing when we were very young, probably like 11 or 12 years old. And I think that's what really kept us kind of going, like, and wanted, like, inspired us to keep doing music. Like, we just really love songwriting. And I think both of us, we have a very cool thing where I think we just push each other to try and write better songs. And Yeah, that's really the antithesis of the band Friday, is just playing originals, I think.
And then what about the music you were listening to that was inspiring you?
It changes all the time. We're both quite different music tastes, I think, but we agree on a lot of things. And specifically for this project, we've been kind of going back into the like 2000s, early 2000s kind of indie rock scene with bands like Phoenix and MGMT. That are just kind of like, we've just been listening to a lot of those, like, what are now classic albums to us. That's what really inspired, I think, the songwriting and the sounds on this project, at least for sure.
And then what about playing out live? I know you just did your first real tour. You actually traveled around the country a little bit. Tell us who you were. You were opening for somebody, right?
Yeah, we were opening for an artist by the name of Kevin Kramer. He's a very cool singer and songwriter himself. We were all over the country. We went to a lot of cities on the West Coast. We went down to the South, Atlanta, Nashville, that kind of thing. It was very fun. We had a good time. We loved touring. Playing live is like the reward, you know. So it's really our favorite thing to do, and meeting people around the country. Hopefully more touring very soon.
And what about inspirationally? What do you get out of getting out of town? Because it's easy to be in your bubble, right? You know, everybody starts off when you're in your own bubble, you're playing local shows, but then all of a sudden you're in Atlanta, for example.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It's really incredible to play for people who have never seen you before and aren't from your local area. We played a lot of shows in LA, and over the years we've kind of accumulated an audience that comes to a lot of our shows, but it was nice to play for some new faces and get their reactions to our music. And there was a whole nother level of appreciation to the music, I feel like, that we didn't get when we were playing here as much. So it was really wonderful to see that.
So we mentioned the new EP. It's called Homecoming. It's out tomorrow. It's on Capitol Records. So there's a little bit.
Friday.
It's Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow night.
I have no idea what's going on. I know I'm here. Thank you, Jet. I told you we should plug your microphone in just to correct me. Kidding. So Friday, Thursday night at midnight.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's coming out. But you're on a record label as well. That's got to make a little bit of difference.
Yeah, and I mean it's been brilliant. We're very, very excited about signing and partnering with Capitol, and it's just a big step for us, and this is the first project, and many more to come. So it's definitely leveled up the band, and feels like we're really doing this now. It's phenomenal.
Are any shows around town coming up?
We're still looking at the fall. There will be loads of shows. Nothing that I can tell you about yet, but if you follow us on Instagram, we'll be announcing stuff very, very, very soon. We'll be playing. We're always in LA.
Our Instagram is at the band Friday, all lowercase.
In
case you want to go check it out.
Yeah, you read my mind. I was just about to ask. So Instagram. And those numbers have gone up a little bit as well. How much notice do you take of the socials and all that stuff that's around the band?
It's hard. It's hard to not, you know, like everything in the world these days, at least what it feels like when you're coming up in the music industry, is definitely online. We love touring and going to see people face to face, but, you know, just statistically speaking, the best way to get in touch with new listeners is through the phone. And, we put a lot of work into it. I don't think it's something that really, you know, weighs on our mind about, you know, oh, if we don't get enough followers today or something, like, the world's going to end. It's more kind of a fun outreach tool. Like, if we can get one person to start listening to the songs from a video, you know, then we're happy, and we just try to make the best content we can. Like, same as the music, really. We treat the visuals the same way. So
we mentioned the EP is out the day after tomorrow on Friday. Are you recording any other stuff right now, or are you just sort of focused on that?
Oh, yeah. We're working on an album right now. We're working on an album right now. We just finished that EP a couple months ago, and we've been writing all sorts of new songs, and we're really excited about what we're making. And we're hoping hopefully you guys will be able to hear those sooner than later.
Yeah. If people like the EP, then the album is just, I feel like, bigger and better. So yeah, we're always in the studio. We're going to go to studio after this. So we're addicted to it, but yeah, we're always working on music.
Well, looking forward to seeing what you come up with next. It's been our great pleasure to support you through these last couple of years, obviously giving you exposure on the airwaves. I think the radio still counts a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think so.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and thank you guys.
Yeah, our absolute pleasure. And it's so cool to have you guys in as well today. So you got one more song you're going to play for us. I got to time this out up to the top of the hour. I think I've got it right now. So one more song from the EP, right?
Yes, we played everything from the EP today. So this one is the last song on the project, and it's very special. It's called Call It Love.
All right, thanks again for coming in. It's the band Friday, and the EP Homecoming is out on Friday, strangely enough, and they're going to take us to the top of the hour. Julie next. We'll be back tomorrow morning for the morning show. Jet starts with Jet Into Work at 6 a.m. I'll be back at 6 p.m. for Nick at 6, and the band Friday taking us out. Thanks, guys.
Staring at an empty wall and wondering when you're coming home or if you're coming at all. I know the words were said, I can't take them back. Would you take them back if you were still in my arms? It was a tiny rope we were pulling apart. Then the words got sharp enough to tear through the parts that we both made up. Caught right through the boat and straight to our hearts. When the truth came out, the roof wasn't enough to hold our feelings down. Built these walls around a hollow oath. There was room for us both, standing oh so far apart, so we could call it love. Ooh, 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 so we could call it love. It's better when we didn't speak. It's better just to hold my tongue. Now the words add up to all the damage done. I can never speak of anything. Keep the silence strong, just enough to hold on. All the blows it take would just stack up. You build a dam in a storm, then you wait for the flood. When the truth came out, the roof wasn't enough to hold our feelings down. Built these walls around a hollow oath. There was room for us both, standing oh so far apart, so we could call it love. To hold our feelings down, built these walls around a hollow oath. There was room for us both, standing oh so far apart, so we could call it love.
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.